Hi, everybody.
Can you hear us?
Can we get a confirmation in the room that you can actually hear us? Ricky, close your legs.
Do you hear that? Yeah. We don't know what that is.
I don't hear a thing.
You didn't?
I hear the washing machine or dishwasher.
Okay, Gavin can hear us.
Ooh,
sorry.
What was all that about?
Patrick. Oh, I don't have to type. Oh, he can't hear anything. Okay.
Wow. We hear you. Okay.
I'm going to try not to blow us out today.
Hate it when that happens.
Okay, I guess we're ready. You ready?
Yes.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
My ass is not big and ragged out.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
That hallway has an echo.
And here's your host, Ricky, and probably Julian, and maybe Nicole.
Not so much Nicole.
Right.
Sexy announcer.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well.
Speaking of the sexy announcer, we have our friend Lou in the house with us today.
Wait, we didn't start this right. And
close
obviously our ghost
your legs
agrees.
Again.
Oh, wait,
all right, so there's some people saying they can hear us and some people that can't. Can you all hear us? Oh, they have their headphones wrong. Okay, Venerable Virgo, thanks.
Yeah.
So, okay. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And we have an in-house guest today, a person that you've heard before as an example of maybe of this. Yes, we have Lou in the his house.
Hey, everybody.
Closer.
You just totally reminded me that I have to make a new intro for that.
Yeah, you're totally over that intro, aren't you?
It was good the first, like, three times.
Well, I was liking it only because it was about 3.5 minutes shorter than the original version.
Right.
So.
We have Lou here because he's maybe going to help us with some sound stuff.
Troubleshooting our sound issues. You got a dog you need to kill.
Shut up. Oh, there, mic's gone.
See? Okay.
No, okay, so now it's back.
All right, you hear that, Lou?
Yeah, my mic cut.
Did you hear that?
Cut
nope.
Out.
That's your dog.
No. Simba, shut it.
You didn't hear his voice cut out?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it did.
Can you hear through your headphones?
Yeah, I can.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
But I'll listen again. I'll keep an ear out.
This mic worked flawlessly last week.
And it was plugged into the third one, right?
Yeah. So maybe the number two outlet is the problem. So
okay,
plug
so let's take it from two. Sorry, everyone, your ears.
Oh, that was
we're
bad.
We're going to put that into four.
Okay. Now let's see if how that works with four.
Okay.
So
welcome to Foul Monkeys. You've downloaded episode 244 and 245.
Yay.
You're not live today.
Which most people aren't.
And we have Lou. He's in the house today. And he's our radio boy now. He's like on the radio. He's hit it big.
The real on-the-air radio.
I'm still not getting paid, but hey, it works.
So you're just like us.
Yeah. Somebody will pay me for something eventually,
yeah.
And not for sexual favors.
Oh.
Aww.
Well, those are nice sometimes.
Can you kick my volume back up again on this channel? Hello. Oh, all right. There we
okay.
go.
So, do we sound okay? Answer in the chat room. Yes?
Yeah,
no?
And no comment on the accent or
right.
strictly sound.
Yeah, because Drew in the room, he needs us to teach him how to talk country.
See, I don't know how I do it, so I can't teach somebody else how to do it.
He said he needs to know.
But apparently, by somebody from California, I sound really redneck.
Right, but they love it.
So how do you sound Southern, or how does that come out?
Well, with an accent, like how he's talking Southern.
do you have to say, like, euphemisms or whatever you call them?
No, you just have to have the country accent, like...
You're just hotter than a June bug and a blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God.
No.
It's colder than a witch's titty and a brass bra up in this bitch.
Yeah, I think the first thing we need to do is go get some Aunt Jemima syrup and pour it in your mouth just so you get that kind of drawly.
And you gotta talk real slow.
Mm-hmm.
And you just gotta be real nice and
say
ice instead of ice.
Ice.
That's a nice piece of ice. And then you don't know if I'm saying ass or ice.
Right.
Bitch, I know.
Oh, yeah, right, Tim, in Alaska. Yeah, when country accents.
When Ricky is drinking, he out-countries me by about 10 miles, I'm here to tell you.
Lou knows.
Somebody open my biscuit for me. Open my biscuit for me.
Do you remember that at your party?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the few things that I do remember from that night.
Well, I have pictures to document you getting shots from Ricky's
crotch.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and don't talk about that.
Okay.
So... Because we're live and we don't need that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Somebody open my biscuit.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe Chris let you eat that his infinity.
Right. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Who cares? It's over with.
All right. Well, you know, we both saw a movie this weekend.
Mm.
You saw one Friday. And see, you went with Nicole.
Yeah, Andrew.
And I didn't get an invite. Mm. From Nicole?
Well, you know, there's this fight you guys are going through.
Well,
apparently, like, Drew,
I guess I'm going to have to bring it out in the open now.
Do you really think you should?
Yeah, I think I should.
Oh.
Because she's, you know, openly snubbing me now.
And, right.
You know, I've never had a hag.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, she doesn't like the fact that me and you were close and I came on the show and stole her thunder.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Knew it.
Yeah.
Every time you were here and she wasn't here and then vice versa, I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, the only time she was here and I wasn't here is when I was on vacation.
Right.
That's true. You do have a good attendance record.
I do.
I have a perfect attendance record.
It helps that it takes place where I live.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, in the living room.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well,
I commented on Facebook last night that I, you know, Chris and I were on our way to see 2012, and she's like, I hope you enjoyed it better than I did. And I'm like, yeah, thanks for the invite last night, by the way.
Oh, man.
And she never responded back.
So there it is, you guys. So, there it is. You finally heard
Nicole,
the real reason why Nicole quit.
She doesn't like me.
She doesn't like Julian.
And,
can you believe
and
it?
And she resents my talent and beauty.
Mm.
Ricky cut you off, Drew.
Hmm? Well, Ricky, how are you going to deal with this now? You have, you know, your roommate plus your friend. Now you got to keep them separate.
Well, you know, I just go rogue.
Because he gets all mavericky up on it.
Yeah,
like
I get all mavericky up on it, and I just go rogue in my Nissan Rogue, and I don't have to worry about it. I'm just so good, I have to quit.
Yes.
And therefore, and Reagan.
And also, too.
Two.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was my in-house drama.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Yeah. Me and Nicole really don't have any drama. However,
we just know you love hearing. You all love hearing it.
Yeah. Although I was kind of ticked that she didn't bother to invite me Friday.
Oh. Well, I guess because she knows you always go with Chris.
So, and you go places with Drew, but yet she invited both of you.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah. See, sometimes people don't think about other people's feelings when they do shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to be called out on it.
Mm. Well, Julian, next time I go to the movies, I'm going to ask you.
Well, thank you, Lou.
Even if it's in Orlando, you can go.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Bitch, I got a car. I can drive to Orlando.
I'll shit you over a text.
Some people can't. Some people
text,
don't have cars.
You mean?
Yeah.
So anyway,
oh, my head hurts.
How about that movie?
Oh. Okay. Anybody in the room seen 2012? I know Lou saw 2010, right? Was that you that saw 2010?
Yeah, that was my dumbass.
Oh, okay.
I went to the wrong damn movie.
Apparently, Lou went and saw the sequel to 2001 starring
Space Odyssey.
Roy Scheider and John Lithgow.
Oh, space, dude.
It's all future stuff.
My God. It's full of stars.
I love Levi Johnston. God, he's hot. But anyway, that's in the chat room.
Tangent.
If you were in the chat room, you would see what we're talking about.
Tangent.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Somebody said he's a hot little fucker. Well, that's yet to be seen.
Right. Mm. We will see. So, Patrick and Sia logged out.
Because okay. There are no straight men. There are only men who haven't met Ricky.
Yes, exactly. I have no shame in that.
I know.
2012.
Yes.
If you haven't seen this movie, then you might want to turn your volume down probably for three minutes.
There's going to be multiple spoilers. Ricky saw it Friday night, and I saw it last night. Yeah. So.
You saw it?
Since I
saw it Friday night.
Since okay. I didn't get invited Friday night.
Oh. Well, that's okay. Sorry.
In Orlando.
You saw it in Orlando. Yes, because that's better than Lakeland.
Yeah. If I came over to Lakeland and didn't call.
It probably had a different ending in Orlando.
It probably did.
Well, I hope the first hour was better over here.
Ugh.
Then nothing happened. It was just all set up for an hour.
Yeah.
That movie, I can't. There is no way. The things that happened on the Earth, there is no way a human being would ever be able to live through that.
Ever
be able to live through that.
Well, okay, first of all, driving down the street in the town car limo as the Earth is crumbling
down
behind him, and you know,
driving through a glass through a glass building that is falling.
Although I have to admit, the little old ladies in the old 70s Lincoln driving 10 miles an hour. That was funny.
Where's the beef lady?
Yeah, right.
It's just like the whole Las Vegas scene, ridiculous.
There was a lot of scenes that were ridiculous. However, the graphics were there were a lot of cool graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's not that more far-fetched than a lot of other movies we've seen before. And I gave you an example the other day, like Armageddon.
Yeah.
The Bruce Willis movie, Asteroid, blah, blah, blah. Okay. In the movie, they launch two shuttles to go to the asteroid. Okay. NASA hasn't hard enough time getting one shuttle off the ground, let alone two simultaneously. So, really? Really?
Well, and they did go to an asteroid, which is really unbelievable.
Yeah.
But this is like, I could never ever see this happening
and
with humans on the Earth.
How many action movies have we seen where a bullet or a gun that holds maybe 20 rounds
shoots 40,
80,000 rounds and never runs out of ammo?
This is true.
Yeah.
But you really don't think about it, I guess, because I don't know how to put it. Like, the things that were happening on Earth.
That's not what you told Drew last night.
Oh. That's what I said last night.
Yeah.
I know, right?
My goodness.
Said that, too.
God.
Just the whole Earth falling in. Like, the guy...
John Cusack.
No.
The other guy.
The crazy man.
Woody.
Woody Harrelson.
Although I do love Woody Harrelson. He plays a good nutbag.
He does. He's fucking... He's got a lot of crazy on his face.
And plays it well.
Right. But, like, his whole scene on top of the mountain, there's no way he could have lived that long. No way possible.
Okay. And also, there's no way... Because, you know, Chris is like a freak when it comes to knowing, like, RVs. and the Winnebago scene. He's like, there's no way a fucking RV could do any of that shit.
Right. So, I just found it really ridiculous. The special effects were cool.
Right.
It was about 30 minutes too long. and
yeah, they needed to cut out some of the backstory. And right. I mean, it's all great and all that they wanted to showcase an Indian
Akbar
actor, mm-hmm. but his storyline was totally unnecessary for right. the movie.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, you know, that he first had to go to India to meet him, and then later on, him and his family died of tsunami.
Ooh, the fish cutter, he still sucks.
Daddy's big wave coming. It is about to hit us. I am holding my little child.
In my phone.
And I just wanted to tell you goodbye, because the cell towers are still working.
Right, with no other communication devices working.
Yeah.
Cell phones are still fucking working. No, that's not real.
Meanwhile, we're having a hard time getting signal in the best of conditions out right. here. You know?
No.
Well, I wouldn't be calling somebody that's like totally going to be safe at that point, you know? Oh, well, I just want to let you know that
on big ship, I am about to die. The helicopter never came for me. You lying American dog.
Exactly.
I spit on your corpse.
I'd have been pretty pissed.
You're a very bad man.
Very, very, very bad. And if you break it, you buy it.
Would you like a Slurpee?
Fresh water flavored? Wait, that would be salt water flavored. Sorry.
So, yes, I would say basically wait till it comes out on DVD.
And then rent it for a dollar at that red box.
Red box, yes.
Vending machine.
I disagree. I think it's definitely a good movie of the week. You know, it's got some good special effects, and everybody wants to see some good action movie. So, you know, it's...
I'd watch it if it came on HBO.
If the movie starts at 9:30, show up at 10:30. That's all. And it's good.
Oh. Well, if you show up at 10:30, you're not going to get a fucking seat. Ask Julian.
True.
Because we tried to go see it Friday night, and we got there at 8:30, and they're like, the 9 o'clock show sold out. And Chris is like, I'm too tired to wait for 10:30.
I got the last two seats that were stuck together that they weren't in the front row. So I got lucky, too. So it was nice.
See, that's the thing about me and Nicole. Mm-hmm. We see eye to eye on getting to the movie an hour early.
You both have that sweet spot that you always
have. Oh, the spot.
Where is your movie spot?
In the middle, up and down, and in the middle, sideways. And if I'm not sitting in that seat, I'm not watching that movie.
That's the same place me and Chris sat last night.
Oh, well, then you got the ultimate seat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Nicole and I, if we don't get those seats, we're real pissy. Mm-hmm. Like in the theater, we're pissed off.
And Chris had an empty seat next to him. Mm-hmm. I had somebody squeezed up against me. So,
were they cute?
No.
Oh. Was it a girl?
No.
I guess it was a man.
Yes.
Well, if he wasn't cute and you felt kind of gross, he must have been black.
No.
Oh.
No. He was a very skinny Hispanic.
Oh. Okay. Well, those work sometimes.
Yeah. But not my taste. No. The skinny part. Especially.
Yeah.
Just not cute.
Oh, God, we still got 45 minutes. What are we going to talk about?
I have 40 by my clock over here. So,
mine says 317. What's yours say?
320. We'll go by this one.
Computer's fucked up. Whatever.
So what's going on in the chat land there?
I don't know. I haven't been really
It's really hard
it.
To keep up with it. But
and talk at the
they're
same
talking
time.
About the movies. And
Mayan calendars and that shit.
Are they paying attention to the show? Or?
Yeah, they're listening to the show. They're responding.
But see, they don't have to talk and read and type and think at the same time. Right. All they have to do is listen, read, and chat.
Mm-hmm.
Drew goes, Julian doesn't like skinny Mexicans. Nice. You're lucky Julian likes some people.
Yeah, because apparently I'm the most racist person on the planet.
Right. And doesn't like anyone. Sorry, Lou.
Except
he
his dogs.
You.
Yeah, that's all right.
I don't hate you, Lou. I love you, Lou.
You showed up to my party, so
right?
You get points.
And I never said anything about the Hispanic part. I said something about the skinny part. Yeah.
So, speaking of movie prices, what's the lowest you remember going to the movie theater and paying?
I don't. Because honestly, I've never paid attention to the movie prices.
You just pay.
Yeah, I just pay.
What about you, Lou?
I don't remember. Maybe $5.
Well, I remember it being lower than that.
There are dollar theaters, too, but I don't even go to those.
I remember going to a movie theater, like, 1987, 86, 87.
You're old.
88.
What were you, like, and the movie, 30 then?
I was 450 million years old. And it was only, like, $3.75.
Mm.
Isn't it crazy now that it's, like, $8.75? Well, it's $8.75 here for adult, right?
Yeah.
How much is it in Orlando?
It's about $9-$10, I think.
And in California, it's like $18.50.
Oh,
my. Not that much, but it's a lot.
Get a foot massage with that?
Right, I know, right?
When do I get sucked off here?
Well, there are theaters like that, too. Those are $10 admissions, too, I think.
Oh.
See, I wouldn't know about that, Lou, so you told something about yourself that I did not know.
There's one in Cocoa on 520.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
Mm. Isn't there one in
and what street's the Club Orlando on?
Club Orlando, I don't remember. On the corner of Michigan and Delaney, just a little like block after that.
Wow, yeah. Someone knows that address a little bit too much.
Yeah, I bet his car could get there by itself.
Oh, I have a pass. That's all.
He has a pass.
I don't have a present.
Take me to the tubs.
Oh, I thought you said you had a pass.
No, that's what I thought he said too. What you say? You have a pass. Yes. Oh, I thought you said I have a pass.
No,
honey, you're only 18. You don't have enough. You're not old enough to have a pass.
Mm-hmm. If you can achieve puberty, you can achieve a past. Yes.
Oh, good. Wow. Old Steel Magnolias. Gotta love that.
So, has Drew been exposed to that one yet?
Yes, he watched it. And he loved it.
Excellent, excellent.
We need him to watch it more so he can do some more quotes. Because as we were watching it, I was quoting the movie, and he was just like laughing at me like I was retarded.
Yeah, you haven't seen a movie enough until you can quote it accurately. Right.
Well, within the last year, I've been getting the gay required movies that you have to watch. You know, like Steel Magnolias.
That's what he's going through. The listener, Joe, our gay professor from the University of
Gay Texas.
Gay Texas,
right.
Sent him some movies he had to watch. So I think he's watched all of them. But, like, he still needs to see Mommy Dearest. Hasn't seen it. Well, we don't own it, so we have to wait until either we buy a copy or someone gives it to us.
Professor Joseph's sends one.
I'm watching Adam and Steve. Have you ever seen that one?
The cartoon?
No, it's a movie.
Oh,
it's two gay guys. I don't know. They hook up a long time ago, like in the 80s, and then they meet up now and something. I don't know. I'm in the middle of watching it. But it sounds pretty good. Everybody says it's funny.
Well, if you're stopping it in the middle of the movie, how good is it?
Well, I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
I'm not one to
just... I have
stuff
to do. I have to go to Club Orlando.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I have that pass that only lasts for another 6 months.
Right.
Yeah, Chris has never watched The Color Purple all the way through. Yes. Mm. I'm like, that is one of my top movies
you
of all.
He's ugly.
Next time he come, I put a little Suge Avery pee in his glass and see how he like that.
Until you do right by me,
everything
in your world's going to crumble.
Yes, one of the all-time best movies.
Right.
I cry like a little girl at the end of that.
Every time, too.
She's been through such a bad life, oh my God. And she finally gets to see Nettie again.
Oh. Now I want to see it.
You've never seen that movie?
You have never seen...
I have... My mom has a DVD, and it's been in the house for like 5 years, and I haven't watched it. Okay.
My God.
I'll watch it.
You
promise.
You must.
I'll leave my review at the end of next week's episode.
Good. Sounds great.
Yeah,
you have to call it in.
Thank you, Drew Ray G, because I actually did know the real line, but Ricky flubbed it, so I just went with his screwed up version.
Wait, what'd I say?
Your whole...
Your whole world will crumble?
You said your whole life or whole world or something. Till you do right
everything
by
you
me,
think about
everything
crumble.
You even think about is going to crumble. Yes.
Excuse the fuck out of me.
You haven't watched...
Why do we only have like 5 listeners in our chat room?
I love Hoppo. God knows I do. But I kill him dead before I let him beat me.
Gay Country Boys... He goes, I loves Harpo. Speaking of movies like this, I still want to go see Precious. I want to see that movie so bad.
What is that?
Next subject. I cannot believe you guys don't know what that movie is.
I've never heard of it. No earthly idea.
Whatever. Do some research. Come back to me next week.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get right on that.
It's an Oprah movie.
Oh.
It has Mariah Carey in it.
I was about to say, it's a sequel to Glitter.
Monique. Yeah, right.
Has Monique in it.
Oh, cool.
It's the worst glitter-related accident since Mariah Carey's film debut.
Mariah Carey is really good in this. She wears no makeup.
What, she doesn't...
Oh, that's... Yeah,
She doesn't talk?
No, she talks.
Oh, I guess that's...
She's a good actress. Have you seen... have you seen... There's only one movie that sucked is Glitter, but if you've seen Wise Girls, she's good in that, and in Precious, she's supposed to be really good.
See, I like Madonna, too, but... Girl can't act. Mm-mm. Don't cry. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
I liked Who's That Girl. That was funny.
That was funny, but she still couldn't act.
Wasn't relying on her acting ability.
You made it, Murray. Murray the Tiger.
Is that even on DVD?
I don't know.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
I haven't seen that movie since like 89.
Yeah. We could probably watch it on Instant Queue on Netflix.
Or YouTube.
Right.
It's just in 8 sections.
Yeah, that sucks. I hate when that happens.
What, on YouTube?
Oh, let's talk about Lady Gaga's new video.
Okay.
Did you watch it?
I didn't, but...
Oh,
I can...
Well, never mind.
Okay.
I thought you watched it.
No, because you know what? I really don't care that much about her.
Oh. This video is really interesting.
Is she more freaky than every other
Ever
does? Yeah, okay.
That's what makes it great.
Can you pull it up now? Can we watch it now?
No, because you can't play music
on
podcasts or live.
Can you turn the radio down?
Why would I do that?
So we can watch it.
But yet not hear
Lou, do you feel like maybe you're on your radio show right now?
Screw you, Ricky.
See, we have these people that are, let's say, book smart.
Mm.
And then we have other people that are
street smart,
and
we don't think you're either.
Right?
Yeah, you were an ass.
So we're going to ask you a couple questions.
Yeah, I'm not stealing somebody else's bit. By
the
way,
I can go hide in the back.
I can come up with my own shit. Thank you.
I just thought it would be funny.
Yeah. But he's already done that. However, I would be willing to taser him since he was so opposed to that.
Oh, Lord. You have to talk about that.
If you come near me with that, I'm going to go to HR.
And he's also not going to lay in a room of mouse traps either.
I totally do that.
Mm-mm, I'm not, no.
What'd you say? You're like, I'm fat. There's more to catch on to or something like that.
I don't want to catch in my junk. That would suck.
Wear a, like a cod piece or something.
No, it has to be in underwear.
Well, wear your cod piece underwear, under your underwear.
Your cod piece under your underwear?
Mm-hmm.
I'd just rather not take my clothes off for the show.
Right.
I have my journalistic integrity to maintain, you know.
Well, unfortunately, journalistic integrity gets you nowhere.
And it also...
Because if it does, we'd be somewhere.
Rarely applies to entertainment radio.
Right.
Did I know what I was getting myself into before I started up? Maybe not entirely.
Yeah.
I started watching the videos on YouTube afterwards, what they've done to the older interns.
Right.
Oh, my God. They're like flinging frozen turkeys at them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
You should listen to Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
They do bad things on there.
See,
too.
I can't listen to him because I don't like the sound of his voice.
Oh, well, I can't stand fucking MJ.
Come on, hello.
I can't stand MJ.
Tuttle barge.
Tuttle dub large.
Come on, hello. His voice, and MJ's a dickhead.
I guess some people can't talk about that. What is that?
I thought I heard an acoustic guitar.
You know, those, it's the, like,
the freaky
meth
people?
Heads that always, they always have their music turned up over there at all hours of the day and night.
Veritable Virgo says we can watch it because we're watching it, not broadcasting it. But if the music's playing,
we're broadcasting
music.
It, yeah. So.
Right.
Yeah, MJ is a Republican tool.
Hey, Guru Nudie. He is. Who listens to MJ? Who else said that? Did you say that?
What I was reading, what Guru Nudie wrote. about
MJ. Oh, yeah, because he lives in the area, yeah, so he knows.
Yeah, he's Tampa.
Oh, fucking hate him.
I know.
Him and his little Brillo pad head. Ugh. I can't stand his voice either. And he's always trying to sue Bubba. It's stupid.
Yeah, they're retards. It's all publicity.
Well, MJ sucks, whatever. Mm. I better shut up or I will be getting sued.
Yeah, right. Foul monkeys get sued by Bubba MJ.
Billionaire. By billionaire MJ. And
Foul monkeys has to call 1-800-ASK-GARY for right. legal representation. Because we have no money. At least not for lawyers.
Where is Roz? I don't know if ever... All right, in our local area, there's these commercials that run that are called 1-800-ASK-GARY. I don't know if they're run national or whatever.
I doubt
but it. But the girl that was on it was this ghetto black girl. Her name was Roz.
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show. But don't worry, the boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.